I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, June 10th. Our home galaxy is a cosmic melting pot. While many of its stars were born in the Milky Way, many others came from outside. They were born in smaller galaxies that were captured by the Milky Way. Over time, the smaller galaxies were ripped apart, and their stars were scattered throughout the Milky Way. And one of the Sun's close neighbors may be an example. Kaptein's star is about 13 light-years away. Only about 20 other star systems are closer. The star is about a third the size and mass of the Sun. Don't try looking for it, though. It's only 1% of the Sun's brightness, so you need a telescope to see it. The star's composition and motion don't match that of the stars that are native to the Milky Way, or at least to the Milky Way's bright disk. Kaptein's star has a lower proportion of heavier elements, an indication that it's extremely old, and it orbits the center of the galaxy in the opposite direction from most of the stars around it. The combination suggests that Kaptein's star came from the Milky Way's halo, a vast region that surrounds the disk. In fact, there's evidence that Kaptein's and a few other stars came from a giant cluster known as Omega Centauri. It's likely that the cluster is the core of a small galaxy captured by the Milky Way long ago. The stars in the galaxy's outer precincts were pulled away, making them new residents of our home galaxy. You can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.